Ramon Alaman says homelessness is a personal issue. At one time, his grandfather was homeless, but Alaman says his family didn't say much about it.
I know he suffered from alcoholism for a bit, but the details are kind of obscure. They didn't give me too much information. And I just think that's because he doesn't want that information to be given to me.
Today, Alaman's grandfather has a home, but that experience led the Florida State University student to begin a crowdfunding site called Unhoused Humanity, which helps working homeless families get into permanent housing.
They are at shelters, and on some cases, they're couch surfing. But the problem is their shelters get filled up. So the families that can't enter their shelter are actually on the streets. And by moving people out of their shelter into homes, we now open up space for new families to be housed.
Unhoused Humanity launched 6 months ago. Alaman is the most recent recipient of the Tallahassee Making Awesome Foundation's $1,000 micro grant, given to people and organizations with ideas that benefit the community. Alaman has already spent most of his money helping a homeless veteran get into a house. He says it usually costs about $600 to get a household up and running.
I've had households that have needed as little as $120, up until $1,100. It really depends on how much money they've saved up on their own and how much negotiation the landlord's willing to allow.
Alaman's Unhoused Humanity works with local social service organizations, including The Shelter, Boys Town, and the Big Bend Homeless Coalition. He now has a waiting list, including a family of seven, a single mom, and her six kids.
The need in the community is huge, and it's funny because we're so small, but we are the only organization in Tallahassee that provides these funds. So if these people are not getting funded through us, they're staying without a home.
The money Unhoused Humanity receives comes from individual donors, and those donors can choose which families to give money to. Information can be found on unhousedhumanity.org. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.